If you're looking for honesty, not all countries are alike. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, David Hugh Jones, senior lecturer in economics at the University of East Anglia, explains his research into honesty across cultures.
Volkswagen recently admitted its cars had cheated on emissions tests. The news damaged the company and caused soul searching in Germany. Would the country lose its valuable reputation for reliable engineering? The scandal underscores the social importance of honesty. We all need business partners we can trust and products that perform as promised. But are there differences in honesty between countries? To find out, I ran two online experiments on people from 15 countries, from Argentina to Switzerland. First, my subjects flipped a coin. They got a cash reward if they got heads. On the internet, nobody knows if you're a dog or which way your coin really came up. But if 90 out of 100 people in a country reported heads, it's unlikely that all of them are telling the truth. Second, subjects took a quiz, again, for a cash reward. Some questions were a little tricky. Do you know when Debussy was born? Nor do I. But either of us can find out by typing his name into Google. Of course, that would be cheating. Results showed big differences between countries. For example, in Great Britain, about half of my subjects indeed reported flipping heads. In China, more than 80% did. Some people in all countries got high scores on those suspiciously difficult questions, but again, there were big differences between countries. But are these differences the ones that you would expect? Perhaps not. I asked participants to guess how people from different countries would behave. Everyone thought that Greek people would report a lot of heads. Even the Greeks thought so. In fact, Greeks were no different in honesty to other European countries. The point is not to wave the flag. Instead, those of us in countries where people can generally be trusted should be aware that we are lucky. Much of the world looks different.
That was David Hugh Jones of the University of East Anglia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Does the honest stay?